Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The House committee is holding a hearing today on the future of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, which is running out of money.
Our Peter Haskell joins us from Capitol Hill. Peter, there was a very poignant moment even before the hearing got underway.
Yeah, so John Stewart, the comedian, has really been an advocate extraordinaire for 9/11 responders. He has made countless trips to Washington with them to lobby for the series of bills that have passed and the one that has yet to be passed. And along the way, he struck up a very close friendship with firefighter Ray Pfeiffer, who was sickened with a 9/11-related illness. Pfeiffer died a couple of years ago. And before the hearing today, all of the responders here, more than two dozen of them, signed Pfeiffer's bunker coat. And in the hallway before the hearing, they gave it to John Stewart in a very emotional scene.
Yeah, Peter shot some video of that. It's up on our website, WCBS880.com. And then once the hearing got underway, Peter, Stewart delivered a passionate statement.
Well, the fact is, he was angry. I mean, the fact of the matter is, he said it took responders 5 seconds to answer the call on 9/11, and 17 years later, these first responders are still fighting. He blasted members of Congress, saying that on 9/11 every year, they tweet never forget, and yet many of them were not in the hearing room today, those on the committee. And when it comes to the vote, some of them are still shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, we got to see how much it cost. It's a New York issue. All these excuses. And Stewart was really furious. He called it callous indifference and rank hypocrisy.
The way things are stuck in the mud in Washington, do we know if it will ever come up for a vote?
Well, it certainly seems like this bill is going to pass the House, and probably overwhelmingly. There are more than 300 co-sponsors at the time. The issue is the Senate, and the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has stood in front of these bills before. Those here are hoping that due to the overwhelming support in the House, bipartisan support, they can generate some momentum in the Senate. And one other thing to note, after the helicopter crash yesterday, President Trump tweeted about first responders in New York and referenced something to the effect of, if you need anything from me, call me. First responders here say, now is the time for the president to step up, step forward, talk to Republicans in the Senate, tell them to pass the bill, and then insist that the president sign it himself.
Peter, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell on Capitol Hill this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.